Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani was in Fayetteville last night, speaking as a guest of the University of Arkansas's Distinguished Lecture Series. Before his address in Barnhill Arena, he met with reporters for about 11 minutes to take questions. During that press conference, he discussed the qualities of a successful mayor, his plans for 2012, and close to 10 years later, his thoughts about the attacks on New York City on September 11th, 2001.
I guess the primary message that I have about September 11 is that we shouldn't forget it. We shouldn't relegate it to history yet, because it isn't part of our history. It's part of our present. The same people, or I should say, people for the same reason as the people that attacked us before, are still there, still trying to attack us. They've done it more times than we realize since September 11, if not in the United States and other parts of the world. So some of the horrific events that have happened in the history of this country, we can now make part of our history, like Pearl Harbor. But we can't make September 11 a part of our history, because the cause for which those people killed us is still very much alive.
Giuliani served as mayor of New York City for 8 years. Before that, he was a prosecutor of some renown, earning national attention for his battles against organized crime. He's also been a candidate for U.S. Senate, and somewhat briefly in the last election cycle, a candidate for the Republican presidential nomination. When asked last night if he might throw his hat into the ring for the 2012 GOP nomination, he joked he wasn't wearing a hat, then speculated a bit.
I don't know. My concern about 2012 is to make sure, because I'm a Republican, to make sure that the Republican Party feels a candidate that can win. And if I think that I can help by being a candidate, then that would probably persuade me to do it. But I think I can help supporting another candidate, then I'll probably do that. And there's time to figure that out. The good thing about this election, as opposed to 4 years ago, is it's happening very slowly. So it gives you a chance to think about it. It gives you a chance to get it down to a smaller period of time so people can focus more on the issues. I thought the 2008 election, by the time we actually got to the election, everybody was worn out. You had a major battle in the Democratic Party between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. You had, you know, 8 Republicans running for a year or whatever it was. And they were running for about a year before the election actually got started. By the time we got to it, people were exhausted. I went to both the Democratic and National and Republican Convention. I didn't go as a delegate to the Democratic Convention. I went to comment, you know, on television. And I thought both conventions looked very tired. People look exhausted. They looked exhausted. They looked like they would rather go to a baseball game, because they'd been exposed to politics for a whole year. And this time I think we're doing it better. The election sounds like it'll start next year rather than this year. And with everything going on in the world, probably better. It gives the president a chance to be president for a while longer without all the interruptions of a partisan campaign. There's plenty of time to have this campaign next year. A lot of very serious things going on right now that should get worked out in the best interest of the country, not in the Republicans' best interest or in President Obama's best interest. Got to figure out Libya. Who knows what's going to happen in the rest of the Middle East? We've got an economy and a budget that affects the economy, where it would be really good if we could reach some kind of an agreement on how to handle it. You have a presidential campaign going on. It's hard enough to do it. You have a presidential campaign going on at the same time. It's impossible to do any of those things.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani speaking during a brief news conference last night in Fayetteville. He spoke at Barnhill Arena on the University of Arkansas campus as part of the university's Distinguished Lecture Series.